Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Gimel. We're starting right at the top with the Halacha Beis, and today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Mirim Sarah Bas Miakam Moshe Hernish Amos should have an Aliyah. As the Mishnah tells us, Va'odzeis Hoisa Yerushalayim Yisrael Yavne. With the following thing, Yerushalayim had another one up over Yavne, meaning Yerushalayim was better than Yavne. Namely, what? Shekol Yerushi Raya Vishay Mas Ukrayva V'Yichay Lavay Taikinbah. That any city that could see Yerushalayim, it could hear Yerushalayim, it was close to Yerushalayim, and you were able to come to Yerushalayim from that city. So Boshe for on Shabbos. However, Yavne Lohi Taikin El. In Yavne, they would only blow shofar in Bezin itself and nowhere else. The Gemara clarifies, "V'henshu kol drachmei luba." These things we just mentioned all have to apply to the city that's next to Yerushalayim. Meaning, it has to be that it sees, hears, is close, and is able to reach Yerushalayim. Only then they're able to blow shofar. And so here we bring a number of examples where it doesn't fit all the criteria. Raya ve'ena shemas. You could have a city that sees Yerushalayim but it can't hear. Kugan Yerushalayim el malon ve'ir melmaton. For example, Yerushalayim is above, this city is below on the bottom of the mountain, and so they could see Yerushalayim, but they're still very far away and they can't hear anything from Yerushalayim. Or v'shamas ve'ino raya, it could hear but not see. For example, ahar mafsik, there's a mountain blocking, so it could be very close in distance, but there's a big mountain there, so you can't see anything. Also, raya v'shamas, it could be that it's close by, so they could see and they could hear, but they're still not able to get there. How is that? Chutz l'tchum, because they're outside the tchum, they're beyond the 2,000 ames, so luckily they're not allowed to go to Yerushalayim on Shabbos or Yom Tov. And also, raya v'shamas ukrayva, you could have a situation where they could see, they could hear, and they're close, meaning they're within the tchum. However, they're physically not able to come. Why not? Because on Nachal Mafsek, there's a stream or a river separating them, and that's how they're not able to get to Yerushalayim. So this would be a city that would not blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos. Now, Rabbi Abaye has a fun question. Let's say they're able to come by way of an Eruv, meaning they could extend their tchum and come over. Would that be considered a city that's able to come or not? And wouldn't have an answer to this. Let me further clarify the Mishnah, which again had said that when Rosh Hashanah fell on Shabbos, not only Yerushalayim itself, but also cities that are very close to Yerushalayim and they could hear and could see in all the different criteria that you just mentioned, they also blow shofar on Shabbos, but not Yavne. So what's the difference? Now we discussed this. There's like you said by Yerushalayim, Shekol Ir Shi Roya V'Shem Mas Ukrayva V'Chayo Lava. It fits all these criteria. Taken Ba, we're gonna blow shofar on it when Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos. Well, V'Amrav Yavne Kain. Why not say the same thing with Yavne? And the answer is Yerushalayim Devar Taira. Blowing shofar in Yerushalayim on Shabbos is Midaraisa. Versus Smuchas La Midivrehen. That's a proper girsa. The cities that are nearby that are blowing, that's like an add-on, if you will. It's basically Takana Derabanan that they also get to blow shofar, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai maskin al dvar Torah. When Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was metakein after the structure based mikdash that we should be blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah when it falls on Shabbos in a given situation, that takana is going on a dairaisa, because again, blowing in Yerushalayim is a dairaisa, so the takana to blow expands on that, and therefore we blow in the surrounding cities as well. Whereas v'yavne medivrehen, blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah, which is Shabbos in Yavne, is only midrabanan in the first place. V'yarsa smuchas lo medivrehen, and blowing in the cities nearby would also be midrabanan. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai maskin al Devrayan, as Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, make a takana on a drabanon, v'yesh takana achar takana, is there a takana on a takana? Which means, do we make a takana on a drabanon? No, and that's why there's no drabanon to blow shofar in the cities near Yavne. We continue discussing. Rav Siman says, "B'shem Rishu ben Levi, yatzu bezin makom lakom." Let's say Bezin left from their place and went to a different place. So lo taken, they wouldn't blow shofar on Shabbos because they're not in their place. Now, Rabbi by Kumi Rav Siman, Rabbi asked for Rav Siman, afilu by Sabayis. Does that mean even if they went from where the regular place is to a nearby house, they didn't travel to a different city, they went to the house right nearby? Or afilu mitraklin lekitoin, even from the traklin to the kitoin, traklin is like the main house or the main place where they're sitting, and the kitoin is like the outer room, meaning they're still within the bezin area, but they went from one room to another. Would that mean that bezin's out of place and they're not going to blow? So Amalei told him, berebi, which is a nice way of calling somebody, saying that they're very chashuv, ad kan shemati, I only heard up until here, that when bezin went to a totally different place, a different location, then wouldn't blow shofar, but I don't know regarding all your questions. And on to Halacha Gimel with another couple takanas from Yechim and Zakkai. Bar Shain originally, meaning when we had the base of Mikdash, Haya Lulav Nitol Mikdash Sheva, Lulav was shaken all 7 days of Sukkot in the base of Mikdash, U Medina Yom Echad, and outside the base of Mikdash only one day, and Mishachar base of Mikdash, when the base of Mikdash was destroyed, Hiskar Yechim and Zakkai, Yechim and Zakkai was attacking, Shiai Lulav Nitol Medina Sheva, we should take the Lulav even outside the base of Mikdash all 7 days, Zecher Le Mikdash, as a remembrance of what we did in the base of Mikdash. Also, he was Matakan Shiai Yom Anef, Kulai Asr, the day of waving is completely Asr. This refers to the 16th of Nisan, which is the second day of Pesach. We know that's when the carbon omer is brought, and before we bring the carbon omer, no new grain is allowed to be eaten. Only after it's brought are we allowed to eat new grain. And so when we had the base of Mikdash and the carbon omer was brought, basically at the beginning of the day, they were already able to eat new grain because the omer was brought in the beginning of the day. Now, when the base of Mikdash was destroyed, mid-oiraisa, they're technically allowed to eat new grain already from the beginning of the day, the moment it comes light outside, and that's based off of a pasuk. However, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was afraid that if people are allowed to eat the brand new grain so early on in the morning, and then the next year the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt. His lashon is Meheri Bani Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt very speedily. And then that next year, they're going to wake up in the morning, they're going to eat from the brand new grain, just like they did last year. And they're going to forget that since we have a Beis HaMikdash this year, you have to wait till the Omer is brought. And therefore, he said that Yom HaNef, the day of waving, that's referring to the Karban Omer, the entire day is usher to eat brand new grain, calls my we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. So, Gemara gets into discussion regarding the first part of the Mishnah. We have a pasuk that tells us, and you shall rejoice in front of Hashem your God for 7 days. That's referring to Sukkot. And the question is, what's this usmachtim? What's this rejoicing? So, there's a Tana that teaches that it's referring to Simchas Shlomim, namely a Shlomim that's supposed to be brought every single day, and you're supposed to partake of that meat every single day of Yom Tov, and that's the Simcha. Whereas Chaf Gemara based on top, Isna Yotani, those that teach, but Simchas Haluva Kasim Daber. It's talking about the Simcha of the Lulav that you're supposed to shake Lulav all 7 days. So, the question is, and pay attention to the slight Girsa switch, Madar, but Simchas Lulav Kasim Daber. According to Madar Amar, this pasuk is talking about Simcha of Lulav. So, by Yom Rishin Dvar Torah, it means the first day of Lulav is Da'i Raisa, as a pasuk tells us very clearly, Ushar Kal Yom Dvar Torah, and other days are Da'i Raisa as well, because this pasuk says, Usmachtu Lefnei Hashem Lekechem Shivas Yomim, and Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai Maskin Al Dvar Torah. When Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai, after the Beis HaMikdash, made a takana that we should shake Lulav for 7 days, so that's a takana on the Dvar Torah, because Mid Da'i Raisa, anyway, we're supposed to be shaking for 7 days in Beis HaMikdash. Whereas Madar Amar Besimchas Shlomim Akasim Dabra, that's Rabbi Girsa, the one who says that this pasuk of Usmachtem is talking about eating Shlomim for 7 days, so that means that regarding shaking lulav by Yom Rishon Dvar Torah, the first day is midaraisa, because the pasuk tells us Ushar Kol Yom Midivrayim, but the rest of Sukkot is only midrabanan, and that means Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai Maskin Al Divrayhen, that when Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai made a takana that we're supposed to shake lulav for 7 days after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, well, v'yesh takana achar takana, do we make a takana on a takana drabanan? And so according to the shita, it's not so understandable. Now we continue discussing this. Chavari Ban Kun Rabbi Yoina, the Chamas in front of Rabbi Yoina, Kamad Atamar Taman, just like you said over there in regards to Sukkot, that v'kraftim Yishal Hashem Shivas Yomim, you should bring a fire offering for Hashem 7 days and ain't Shiva B'lai Shabbos. There's no 7 days without Shabbos. So obviously, this Korban Musaf is going to be brought on Shabbos. With the Chavasah, similarly, you should say, Usmach Lefnei Hashem Lekechem Shivas Yomim. When the Pasuk says, rejoice in front of Hashem your God 7 days, so ain't Shiva B'lai Shabbos. There's no 7 days without Shabbos. That means that Lulav should be shaken on Shabbos no matter when Shabbos is. But the problem is, a steer with the Mishnah and Sukkah that tells us that we're only allowed to shake the Lulav on Shabbos when it's the first day and not when it's one of the other days of Sukkot. So Amrulin Rubiana told them, Shani, the case is different. Because the Pasuk says, you should take for yourself on the first day. The Pasuk continues describing all the meaning of the lulav. What do we learn from here? Chalek harishon mehem, that we shall separate the first day from all the other days, meaning even though we have a Pasuk that tells us that we should shake lulav for 7 days, still we also have a Pasuk that tells us to shake lulav the first day, and that teaches us that only when Shabbos falls out on the first day do we shake lulav on Shabbos, but if not, we're not going to shake lulav on Shabbos. So they asked, me out if that's really so, that since the Pasuk says, usmachtim lefnei Hashem alaykechem, then we should say, b'mikdash yedcheh b'gvulun lo yedcheh, that shaking lulav on Shabbos is only able to be done in the Beis HaMikdash, because that's lefnei Hashem alaykechem, but not outside the Beis HaMikdash. But we know it is allowed to be done outside the Beis HaMikdash when it's the first day of Yom Tov, as the Mishnah in Sukkah tells us. So Rabbi Yonah told them, ilu havaksev, if the Pasuk would have said, ulakach lefnei Hashem alaykechem, that you shall take in front of Hashem your God, so on and so forth. So Nisyemi, you're right, it would say that kan riba, over here we have a riba, we have an inclusion, and if makam acher miyat, in different places there's a miyat, which means outside the Beis HaMikdash, no shaking lulav on Shabbos. But the Pasuk doesn't say that. El rather, what does it say? Ulakachtem lechem b'yom harishon, and you should take for yourselves on the first day. And that tells us, mikol makom, no matter what the situation is, where you are, when Shabbos is the first day, you're going to shake lulav. Then later on, the Pasuk says, usmachtem lefnei Hashem lekechem shivas yomim, you should rejoice in front of Hashem your God 7 days. And that tells us, b'Yerushalayim, in Yerushalayim, that's where shaking lulav takes place, but not that it's zaycha Shabbos. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up the word with halacha dalid with another takana from Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.